Holland walked into parade headquarters the next morning at 8, expecting to be the first to arrive, but he found Zack at Mr. Barry's workstation. Mr. Barry's binder was open next to him, and he was surrounded by charts, spreadsheets, invoices, and a day planner. Lorena McKennett's Good King Wenceslas played from a set of portable speakers. Zack hummed along as he typed away on a laptop. Holland's heart skipped a beat. Coming in so early on a Sunday morning wasn't all bad if he got greeted by the sight of a studious Zack. "You're here early," Holland said. "Hmm?" Zack glanced up and smiled at him, the dimple appearing in his left cheek. "Yeah, I wanted to get myself organized before I dove into everything."
"I can see that."
On the wall to Zack's right hung three wall calendars. One appeared to have a list of deadlines and to-do items for the parade. The second was for the Christmas fair, and the third was an amalgamation of both. Everything from confirming and reconfirming details with vendors, invoice due dates, volunteer training sessions, and following up with the businesses that had signed up for a stall at the fair. A persistent beeping sounded. Zack silenced the alarm on his phone and stood to put on his winter jacket over his jeans and hoodie. "Be right back," he said. Flashing Holland a smile, he was out the door a second later. The music cut out as the door closed behind Zack, so Holland connected his own phone to the speakers and queued up a holiday playlist. Right back was more like 45 minutes, but when Zack returned, he brought breakfast sandwiches from Tiny's Panini, pastries from Dev's Bakery, and a large thermos of coffee complete with disposable cups, creamers, and sugar packets. The 24 townsfolk who'd trickled in while he'd been gone jumped to clear a space from one of the tables and helped themselves to breakfast after Zack spread everything out.
"If this is the way you're going to treat us, can you organize the parade next year too?" Holland heard someone say.
"Yeah, right on, Zack. Are these Dev's chocolate croissants? I'm going to get fat working for you."
A pause, then.
"Worth it," mumbled through a full mouth.
"There's tea too," Zack said, retaking his seat at Mr. Barry's desk. Zack's desk now.
"Huh?"
Holland stared at him. Mr. Barry was great, but he'd never brought in sustenance for the workers who spent months' worth of their weekends working on the parade floats, sometimes pulling 12 or 14-hour days, especially the closer it got to Christmas. Crunch time and everybody panicked, putting in more hours. Holland wasn't immune. He'd finished with a few days to spare, but was still spending every available free moment in headquarters working on his float.
"Vanilla?"
Zack said.
"Vanilla what?"
Zack cocked his head at him.
"Tea. You don't drink coffee, right?"
"There's vanilla tea in that second thermos?"
"Hot water. The tea bags are next to it."
"Oh, wow. Thanks, Zack." Zack shrugged.
"No biggie."
He focused on something on his laptop and cleared his throat.
"I don't drink coffee either. We have that in common."
The top of his cheeks pinked.
"I guess so."
Since Zack wasn't looking, Holland took the opportunity to study him. His hair was nicely coiffed. The navy hoodie dwarfed him, yet was probably warm and cozy. His jeans were an older, looser pair, and today his Converse shoes were yellow. How many colors did he own? And why didn't he have snow boots?